talk with each of you. I'm going to talk about four issues. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of environmental issues that affect land use. Four environmental concerns. I'm going to talk about endangered species, particularly the Texas whooping crane case, and as well as other Texas aquatic species that are on the cusp of being listed or have been recently listed, because what affects water will affect the future and will affect how we use land in Texas. I will then talk about wetlands, the Clean Water Act. I'm going to be telling you about a proposed regulation. It's been proposed for about a year now that could go into effect as quickly as next month. That I'm going to focus a little bit on cultural resources, which, while rarely a fatal flaw in land use planning, is certainly one that both stretches out the timeline and drives the costs up very high. And then finally, I want to talk about a couple of issues that particularly deal with federal lands or federal projects or federal permits. That's the 408 analysis and also 214 funding agreements. So, starting with the Endangered Species Act. To talk about the whooping cranes, I need to give you just a little setting in the Endangered Species Act. Passed in 1973, it makes it unlawful to take any endangered fish species of fish or wildlife. Interestingly, not plants. They're not protected. Take all the plants you want. That's not quite true. And then what is a take? The take is defined. There are many terms that are standard that you would anticipate as being part of take. It also includes the term harm, and that was really at the center of the Texas whooping crane litigation. What is a take and what is a harm? A harm, you will see by the regulatory definition, is something that actually kills or injures wildlife. It can include habitat modification, but again, you are looking at something that actually kills or injures endangered wildlife.